Hi, listeners. This is about 8 minutes worth of outtakes from my interview with Elizabeth Pearson. Enjoy. I remember you saying something about Teddy Roosevelt came by near where you live.
Yes. Yeah. Richard Nixon has stopped here. Several presidents have been through Everett because they...
It's amazed me since I've done oils and acrylics that... is that you can sit down and you've accidentally squeezed out too much or whatever, and it's dry, but you can pick it up and re-wet it a lot of times and go keep using it, right?
Exactly, yes. So it's nicer than acrylic in that way, where acrylic dries than it is plastic. It is there, but watercolor, you can continue to manipulate it and continue to use your paint wells, exactly.
Yeah.
And
what is it about you like Twin Rocker paper?
Yeah. And, you know, it might be a little bit of nostalgia because I went to college in Indiana, but Twin Rocker paper is handmade in Indiana. And it's a...
I usually, since there's not a lot around where I live in Mukilteo, I guess, I usually go down to Arts and Craftsmen, I think it's called.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful
in,
place.
University District. Yeah. I love that store. Yeah. Art stores are getting a little harder to find these days, but that's a great one.
Yeah. And Hobby Lobby doesn't count.
Yeah.
In a pinch, maybe, but
yeah.
Let's see. You moved into your studio and not so long ago, right?
Yes. In 2020, I realized I needed a little bit more room because I was using the front room of my house as my studio. And it used to be a seasonally, I'd get boxes stacked up around Christmas, you know, and I was shipping a lot. And then it became a year-round problem where there were just boxes everywhere in this room. And so I started looking for a space to rent that was close to home. And I found one 2 blocks away from where I live in North Everett. And I've been really thankful. It's about a little under 700 square feet. It already feels a little small, which is crazy, but I've got 3 rooms here and it's been awesome to have a bigger space to work because I had a drawing table and I had a work table at home, and I was constantly clearing off the work table to ship an order or to package a wholesale order. And now I have dedicated spaces for shipping and for art and for, you know, bills and accounting. So it's been awesome to have more space and to, you know, see a physical signs of the growth of my business.
Tell me about exhibitions you've been able to do.
Yeah. Like festivals
or gallery showings.
Sure. So I usually do a variety of festivals and markets throughout the year. Of course, the pandemic changed that significantly, but the year before, in 2019, I think I did about 30 art pop-ups or, you know, festivals and markets. And then I also show my work. I usually do 3 to 5 shows a year where I exhibit at a restaurant or a bar or maybe at a gallery. And like I have a kind of a permanent work up at the independent beer bar in downtown Everett. I love those guys who run it. They asked me if I'd put art on the walls, and it's just been a fun rotation over the years. And then like last summer, I was up at the Le Conner Brewing Company in Le Conner, Washington. Yeah. And it's been a great way to have my art in new spaces and new cities. And it's a great way to market my work and make a building space more beautiful for a little while.
Yeah. Are you aware of any leads that come from people seeing your art on the walls?
Oh, yeah. I'm just shocked. Like, and I was still working full time, so I got a leave of absence from my job. And it was the first time I got to do art full time, and I loved it. So it was really confirming that I was headed in the right direction. And yeah, I drew all the vehicles that were in the village. I can't remember how many, but there must be more than 50.
Yeah, there's a lot in that poster.
No plows.
Yeah.
And then I documented their water system because they are off the grid, but there's electricity and water. So there's really interesting, there's a hydro dam system off the river that powers the village. And they do a lot of conservation. They do extensive recycling and composting. And it was really fun to dive into that and interview people who were intimately familiar with all those systems and figure out how it worked.
That's neat. So, I mean, in addition to you being able to draw it out in an instructive way, there's a social aspect to it, right? And people's stories. And
there are some paid full-time staff, but a lot of volunteers. And it was really fun. Some volunteers have had a relationship with the village for like 30 years and have huge knowledge. Like I really enjoyed chatting with the mechanic who lives part-time in Chelan and part-time in Holden and at the time and repairs all these vintage vehicles. Like what a unique job. And he was just so fun to talk to. He knew every vehicle back and forth because he'd repaired them all. the connections from that 6 weeks has been amazing. I've got a lot of friends. I've gotten a lot of opportunities and regularly see a lot of the people I met through the village. So it's been really cool. Then the third book is Uncharted, which is a memoir of a couple who sailed through like Alaska and Canada. And so I got to do the maps at the beginning of that book as well. And those were really fun projects to do because they were just right up my alley.
Yeah, I can see why someone might have thought of you.
It can be overwhelming. Sometimes I get a lot of requests for advice and help, but I am really trying to give back in that way because there's just no direct guide or blueprint on what to do. So you really got to, there's a lot of trial and error. So right. Talking to someone who's done it before can reduce the amount of error sometimes.
Or at least commiseration, whatever.
Yes, totally. Because I think a lot of people don't think, they think about making art, but they don't think about selling art or right. sustaining making art.
Right.
And that there's a whole other side to the management of a small business and inventory and all that. And I really have enjoyed that part of being an artist.
Did you ever have to sort of work through your mind the philosophical question about you do art, it means something to you, but then if you start to sell it, it somehow changes it or makes it different because you're commercializing it. Did you ever have to face that?
Yeah, I've definitely spent a lot of time thinking about it, but it's never been a huge like moral quandary for me because we have to work to live, you know, it's just a nature of it. And I don't care if you make widgets or you make maps, you know, you need to sell them or you need to have a market for them or get compensated for your work. So I feel like that's pretty straightforward to me. Like artists deserve to be paid. And I don't think you have to be there's nothing noble necessarily about being a starving artist. So I guess I've answered some of those questions. And then,
did you do a poster for Fresh Paint 1 year?
Yes, I did. I think about 4 years ago now, I got to be the poster artist for Fresh Paint.
Ah, that's real. That's special. It's just a story. There's a little plaque in American Camp, and it said Captain Roberts came through here and something, something, something about parliamentary procedure. And I asked, I said, is that Roberts' Rules of Order? Oh, yeah, it was Captain Roberts. He came through. Are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
there's so much history there.
Yeah, no kidding. And yes. I know Claudia McLean.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yeah, she sells a lot of this my company's insurance. I guess she used to work for this company. So
okay.
That's really interesting. So was it the pandemic life thing that you did for her?
Yeah, they sponsored four of my sketchy Everetts during the pandemic. Got and it. One of them was, observations about life in a pandemic.
Yeah, I love those little vignettes. That was great. Well, small world there, huh?
That's great. Yes, Claudia's been such a supporter of my work and of the arts and children and in Everett. So it's been really fun to work with such an inspiring local business.
Yeah, she's pretty enthusiastic. She's great. Yeah, hope to see you around and maybe you'll get tapped for another Nordic festival or Yulefest or something.
I'd love to go back this year. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right, I'll push that in the background. And that's it for our interview outtakes. Thank you for listening.